Welcome to Lady in the Couch, a podcast about mental health and well-being, relationships, and topics specifically related to women. I am your host, Autumn Collier, a licensed psychotherapist in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's have a seat on the couch. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. So today's topic is, you do so know. So when asked the question, some people quickly rattle off, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know is an easy answer. If I can tell you what I really think, I don't know is a lazy answer. Those three little words, I don't know. It's lazy. You know, it's funny. I can think back to my childhood. And if I did something and got in trouble and my parents would ask, well, why'd you do it? You know, I would say, I don't know. And my mom would quickly say, you do so know. And she was right. And if I actually gave it thoughts or just simply stated what motivated me to do what I did, then I did know. So saying, I don't know, was an attempt to end the conversation or just move on, not get in trouble or get out of trouble. And it was also a way to not be accountable or own what I've done. I often hear people say, I don't know, when asked an insightful question about their feelings or actions. You know, the questions could be something like, well, what are you feeling right now? They'll say, well, I don't know. Or maybe, why did you continue to engage in an unhealthy relationship? And they may say, I don't know. How did you accumulate so much debt? I don't know. Do you want to go visit your family for the holidays? I don't know. To each of these questions, I don't know could easily be the response. But the truth is, you do know. Or in the words of my mama, you do so know. So in addition to I don't know being an attempt to drop it or move on to a new topic, a few other dynamics exist with this phrase, right? So when we say I don't know, that phrase can put us in a state of helplessness or victimhood. It relieves us of ownership depending on the question. So for example, if someone said, you know, I thought you studied, how did you fail your test? And they respond, well, I don't know. Well, that's that. I don't know is their response. Conversation shut down. There's no room for any self-evaluation or exploration of what all has transpired. You know, with this scenario, we are at the mercy of just not knowing. So then likely we'll repeat the same study behavior, same study habits, and get the same results on an exam if we go down this rabbit hole of not knowing. Where the authentic or honest answer might be, I did not study efficiently, or I studied, but I needed tutoring because I did not understand what I was studying. That might be the more authentic or accurate response. And we can do a lot with that. We can now go change a behavior and do something different for next time so that we're not getting the same poor result. Maybe that individual gave the I don't know response when asked how they failed if they studied, because that was easier to digest. It was easier to digest for themselves, and it was easier to tell others than to tell the truth. Saying, you know, well, I didn't understand. I just don't understand it. Or I didn't work hard enough. Those things can be hard to say. So yeah, saying, I don't know, is way easier than being confronted with the truth of our own behaviors, truth or motivation around our own behaviors. Another dynamic, I don't know, the phrase I don't know creates, is being in denial of reality. So I once heard this guy talking about his relationship, and he said, well, you know, my girlfriend broke up with me. She said I wasn't attentive, that I wasn't driven, and that I lacked being affectionate. And then he proceeds to say, I don't know why she broke up with me. Okay, you clearly just stated like three reasons why your girlfriend broke up with you. What don't you know? So in this situation, this seems more like a rejection or denial of reality. And the phrase, I don't know, lets him live in this space of denial. And quite frankly, even some self-pity, you know, I don't know why she broke up with me. I don't know. So, you know, he's asked by his friends or even family why him and his girlfriend are no longer together. The narrative will be, I don't know. I don't know what happened. When we actually have a list, a very clear list of what happened. Again, that's much easier than attuning into our own faults or even further exploring them. You know, same thing if someone is demoted or even let go from their job. The manager might say, you know, we're parting ways. We've had conversations about your poor work performance regarding not meeting metrics, being tardy, and losing major clients. So the individual's let go, fired, essentially. That individual might leave there telling themselves, I don't know why I was just fired. I don't know what happened. I came to work every day. I worked hard. I don't know what happened. Really? because they just laid it out for you what happened. So again, telling yourself, I don't know, allows you to sit in that denial of reality or not have to face the hard truth of what is happening in your life. The last dynamic I want to point out that the phrase, I don't know, creates is lacking insight about your own feelings and desires. I don't know, the phrase, I don't know, lets you be lazy. It allows you to not have to further process your own feelings and desires. It keeps you in the dark about yourself. So if someone were to ask you, you know, what are you going to do about this job offer? Or will you remain in the relationship? You say, I don't know. And that allows you to sit in this space of limbo without fully processing what you want to do. It allows you to do nothing. And sometimes, you know, when we're already feeling overwhelmed, we do nothing or we choose to do nothing. You know, here's the thing. I believe that 99.9% of the time when people say, I don't know, particularly adults, we'll stick with adults here. When adults say, I don't know, they do know. They maybe just don't want to make a decision. They maybe just don't want to make a decision out of fear, or they prefer to do nothing and not make any changes. And the phrase, I don't know, buys them time to do just that, buys them time to do nothing, or buys them time to not make changes. Oftentimes, when people say, I don't know, there is a conflict or disconnect between the heart / emotions and head / thoughts or cognitions. Typically, just as humans, primal beings, we want to follow emotions because they feel good and because they usually give us instant gratification. That's the trail we want to follow, following our heart and emotions. However, there is a wise voice inside that says, follow your wise thoughts, your wise cognitions. And this totally conflicts with emotion and following the heart. So when there is this type of conflict, we say, I don't know, or I don't know what to do. But what might actually be occurring is what my heart wants or what my emotions want are different than what my mind or my wise thoughts are telling me. So there's your conflict, as opposed to not knowing. You have options, you have choices, you can pick and choose, and there is a wise trail to follow. So we do know, it's just more so there's a conflict and I don't like this conflict. So instead of saying, I don't know, let's try something different. Try an alternative that is more accurate and empowering. Here are the guidelines for choosing an alternative. And the alternative, you know, I'm not going to necessarily give specifics as to what that one line or phrase could be, not needed. These are just guidelines for your alternative. So first, remind yourself, I do know. I do know. You can go a step further and even ask, what am I trying to avoid by stating I don't know? What am I trying to evade by telling myself, I don't know, or even by telling others, I don't know? Am I trying to avoid their judgment? Am I trying to avoid my own shame and guilt? What is it? As a mom now, I find myself saying to my kids, you do so know. When they give me that, I don't know phrase. So remind yourself, you do so know. Next, state the truth, at least to yourself, when finding your alternative to saying, I don't know. So just simply state the truth. Explore your feelings and the facts regarding the situation. Explore how the facts make you feel. You know, take the individual who's been getting released from their job or fired from their job. Explore your own feelings about that. Explore the facts, you know, what facts might be. Maybe you've been told for the last 12 months that your performance has been poor. Maybe you've been given warnings. Maybe you know you're not beating the actual objective metrics. Like, explore the truths, explore the facts about the situation, and then explore how you feel about that. Are you feeling embarrassed? Are you feeling ashamed? Are you feeling incompetent? What are the feelings you're feeling? And be honest with yourself. No more hiding behind, I don't know. And the third guideline you can follow is try stating the conflict you are experiencing given the real life scenario, right? So try just simply stating what that conflict is. And then at the end of stating it, you can say, my wise mind is leading me to ... So for instance, let's say you are engaging in relationships or even behaviors that are fun, maybe they feel good, it's great. However, it is not most conducive for your lifestyle or for your advancement or for you being productive. And if someone says, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay in a relationship, or are you going to keep doing, you know, this behavior you're doing? And your answer might be, well, I don't know. Well, instead of just saying, I don't know, state the conflict, right? So stating the actual conflict, you might say, Well, on the one end, I really enjoy being in this relationship with this individual. It makes me feel happy. We're having fun. It is great. That is your emotion mind, right? And then cognitive mind, that cognitive piece might say, yes, and this relationship will not go far. They're not emotionally available. It can never be a long-term thing that you want. And deep down, you truly do want a long-term relationship. So this won't be conducive for the long haul, right? That's your cognitive mind. So that is the conflict. So just state that conflict. Here's the conflict. My heart wants this. My mind says this. At the end of that statement, say, my wise mind is leading me to, right? And then you can complete the sentence. You can complete the sentence, whatever that might be. You know, take some time if you need to. Close your eyes, get somewhere quiet, take some deep breaths and say, okay, my wise mind is leading me to which path? Which path? There might be a middle path, maybe not, but there is an answer. And at least you do know. If you choose not to act in alignment with your wise mind, your wise intuitive self, then that's a different conversation, sure. But know that, you know, a main takeaway here is we all know what we want and what is best for us. There's usually no debate about that. You know, there's that thing we want, and there's also that thing that is best for us. Sometimes they are the same thing and aligned, sometimes not, but we know. The simple thing to say is to just go with whatever's best for you. Go with whatever's best for you, which will usually be that wise mind trail. The difficult part, however, is doing what's best for us can create or bring up feelings of loneliness in some scenarios or in other scenarios. It makes us hold a mirror up to ourselves and be accountable. And all of these things can be really tough. However, you know, be encouraged that the difficult feelings you might experience during this self-exploration or while you're choosing which path or road to go down, or if you choose to follow wise mind, which then maybe upsets emotion mind, just know that the difficult feelings you'll experience as a result are temporary. They're temporary. These feelings won't last forever. So no more I don't knows. They're pointless when it comes to our own lives and making decisions with insight, right? Sure, if you ask me what's the area of a triangle and rectangle combined, I don't even know if that question makes sense, but you know, my answer would be, I don't know. And actually, to be quite frank, my true answer would probably be, I don't care. And I surely don't care enough to figure it out, okay? So however, the point is, yes, there are technical things we do not know, but we're not talking about, you know, some of those things here. We're talking about our lives and us having insight into our own feelings and desires and motivations and behaviors that we do know. So if you find yourself saying, I don't know quite often, you know, try using these tips to become more authentic and insightful with yourself. And eventually, you know, we want to remove the I don't know phrase from our vocabulary. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Lady in the Couch. Feel free to share this episode with your friends on all of your social media platforms. If you are in Georgia and seeking therapy, visit ladyinthecouch.com to learn more. Like what you heard? Feel free to give us a 5-star review where you listen to podcasts. The content in this episode is not intended to diagnose or treat. It is for informational purposes only.